I said to Randall one day, I said, you know, I'd really like to get a blues guitarist, real kind of slidey. I mean, Ry Cooder's been my all-time hero from ever since the 70s, and I loved him. And he said, well, how about Warren Haynes? I said, oh, yeah, that's a thought. He said, well, he's in New York. I said, do you know him? He said, yeah, I can call him up. I said, hey, cool. So we called him up, and he said, yes, he could do it. And he came in on a Saturday, I think it was, and he said, I got a great idea. He said, how about Monday you come and play on my album? I was, we're actually working here Monday, but we could take the evening off and do that. So that's how we did it. And it was, I mean, this is the joy about interacting with other musicians. You know, you can write in isolation, you can perform in isolation, but there's something about when you get together with other people that sparks fly. And it did with Warren. I mean, he's a great player. I didn't realize how good he was. And the band, Government Mule, they blew me away. Their vision and their adventurousness in the music they tackle is just superb. You know, a great, great jamming band. They play together. They live and eat and breathe their music. I have to respect that. So, yeah, getting Randall up from Georgia, getting Warren out from Government Mule, getting all the musicians, Nick Maroc's a very great player, in demand all the time. Jerry Leonard, great player, same thing. Joe Bonamici, they're all great players, and they've all got careers and they work. So I'd have to give them as much warning as possible, yeah.